name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have another gospel that's continually building us towards the passion of our Lord. And we come up now, we see more and more again that, the people are, our Lord is really getting down to the meat of his teaching. And he's really, has begun to reveal himself for exactly who he is, the Christ, the Messiah. And as such, the Pharisees are more and more threatened by him. See, they really want to hold on to their power. They really don't like our Lord, and they want to get rid of him in a way. So they're looking always to try to trap him. Well, today is no different. Today's gospel, in that, the Pharisees come to our Lord, and they say to him, who are you? Just tell us plainly and straightforwardly if you are the Christ. And our Lord does so, and the reaction of the Pharisees in hearing exactly the answer to their question is not to be grateful that he answered their question, but rather because the answer is not what they want. It's not, what fits in their little, closed-minded box of the way God should operate in their minds. Then they get angry at him, and they pick up stones, and they're going to put him to death by stoning him to death. And our Lord stops them. He says, why are you going to stone me when I have done so many good works come from the Father? And they tried to explain to him, it's not because of your good works that we're going to kill you, but it's because you blasphemed, you called yourself the Christ. You called yourself God. And our Lord then turns to them and uses the scriptures against them and proves to them that he didn't blaspheme in what he said. And then goes further and says, if he performs all of those works that are reserved for God, that belonged to the Father. He worked miracles. They saw him work this great multitude of miracles. They saw him healing people that were sick, curing people from incurable illnesses like being blind. And they also saw him even raising people up from the dead. You saw all of these great miracles. You saw these great things that I've done, and everything has been for the good. Everything I've done has been the work of God. And if I do all of God's work and tell you that I am the Christ and all my actions support that, then why do you stone me because of that? But rather, you need to believe the good works. And with that, it perfectly puts them in their place. You have to believe what he does. Don't just take his word for it. See all the actions that he did. See all the good things that, all the things that the miracles that he did, and believe those things before you believe his words. And that's how we know that he is God. Well, the same goes for us, children. You have to think about it. If somebody asks you, what religion are you? You tell them that you're Catholic. When we talk about the faith that we believe in, it's the one true faith, the Catholic faith. But we have to ask ourselves, do we follow in the same footsteps as much as possible as our Lord did? Do we prove it by our actions? Do we act all the time as good Catholics should? Think about it. Every day, do you say your prayers every day? Well, that's what a good Catholic does. He believes in God, right? And as such, you have to pray to God. We know that God exists, and we should say our prayers to him. We should thank him for all the good things he's given us. We should ask him for the needs that we have. And we should adore him because he is the Almighty. So our daily prayers should be something that just are part of us, that we do all the time, without complaining, without dragging our feet, without, skipping them, just trying to always do them because it's part of what a good Catholic does. It's putting it into action. Charity. We're nice to people who are nice to us. That's easy. But do we practice the virtue of charity in our lives. When somebody's mean to us or doesn't treat us well or thinks, you know, is against us in some sort of way, do we treat that person with kindness and charity? Do we love them despite the fact that they aren't showing us that same love back? Because that's when it's virtuous. And do we love God above all other things? We do those actions for our neighbor because of our love of God. Well, that's how a good Catholic acts. It acts with charity as its primary virtue. Do we follow the commandments? The epistle today lists out all sorts of parts of the commandments for us, and yet every day we find ourselves, we have to struggle and fight to live by God's law, following the commandments. Think about it. Do you, you know, when your mom tells you to make your bed and to take out the trash and to help clean up the living room, do you do it right away without hesitation, or do you kind of drag your feet and grumble about it, or maybe even skip that? Well, that's part of the fourth commandment, right? When we get in trouble, do we tend to be honest and admit to our faults, or are we tempted to tell a lie to get out of it? Well, to be honest is to follow our Lord's commandments. And your speech, our words should reflect our faith too. We should always be mindful to not use bad language. We should always be conscious to never misuse our Lord's name or misuse talk about holy things, and to never talk about subjects that are improper to talk about, because that's not how a good Catholic talks. A good Catholic talks about things of the faith. A good Catholic talks in a way that reflects well upon him as being a virtuous person. All of that, children, putting into action the things that we believe, that's what makes us good Catholics. That's when people around us believe that we believe the faith. Because not because we tell them we're Catholics, because we show them we are by our actions, by how we carry ourselves. We take what we know and put it into practice. And in that is virtue. In that is how we follow our Lord every day of our lives. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.